So what I've just asked is, how are you? So if you want to answer, I am good, you can say Katie Pai. Katie Pai here, queer? And if you're looking forward to the soup that's coming up later, you can say Katie Matakai. Katie Pai here, queer? Awesome. So when we start Kids Space every day, the kids have usually been sitting for a while, so we always start with a game. So we're going to play Simon Says in Māori. And hopefully there'll be... Hopefully you can read that. If everyone stands up, itu. Now with such a large crowd, you're going to have to police yourselves if you get out, okay? I'm not going to tell you if you're out, so no cheating. So Simon says, touch your waha. Your mouth. Simon says, touch your karu. Simon says, touch your ringa-ringa. Touch your hope. I didn't say Simon Says that time. All right. Simon says, touch your puku. Simon says, touch your poho. Simon says, touch your tūri. Touch your waiwai. I didn't say Simon Says that time. All right, sitting down. Thank you. All right, so over the last 3 weeks of the Matariki season, our Kidspace kids have been learning their pepeha, and the challenge was that if they feel brave enough, that they can come up and share their pepeha this morning. So I would like to invite those ones that are feeling brave to haere mai up here, so you can share your pepeha with Chapel Hill. You've got yawn, you can just line up then. Yep, you can line up. Regan's not doing it. There's Jake. Ben. Where's Abby's? Abby took hers to practice. You just have to help her through.
Yeah.
Take that. All right, so lining up, guys. Mum will help you. Come up here into line. Come up here. Lining up over there, Lydia. Oh, Caleb's going first. Okay. All right.
Kōtou. Ko tōpiri tuku maunga, ko wākera tuku awa, ko kirikiri roa aha, ko Chapel Hill tuku hapore, ko Hamilton Christian School tuku kura, ko McDonald tuku whānei, ko McDonald, ko Rachel tuku mama, ko Bruce tuku papa, ko Ihu Karate tuku Arakanui, ko Kaira tuku ingoa.
Ko tōpiri tuku maunga, ko wakato tuku awa, ko kirikiri roa aho, ko Chapel Hill tuku hapore, ko Rarotonga Junior High School tuku kura, ko fitness tuku whānau, ko Deva tuku mama, ko Michael tuku papa, ko Ihu Karaiti tuku ara kanui, ko Jake tuku ingoa.
Ko tōpiri tuku maunga, ko Waikato tuku awa, ko kirikiri roa aho, ko Chapel Hill tuku hapori, ko Hukalui tuku kura, ko fitness tuku whānau, ko Deborah tuku mama, ko Mike tuku papa, ko Ihu Karaiti taku Ihu Arikanui, ko Ben tuku ingoa.
Ko Porangia taku maunga, taku waipa, taku awa, ko Waikato aho, ko Chapel Hill taku hapori, ko homeschool taku kura, ko Kinghorn taku whānau, ko Jenny taku mama, ko John taku papa, ko ihu karaiti taku ariki nui kau, Lydia taku ingoa. Chapel Hill Tuckle Hapori Ko Homeschool Tuckle Korda Ko King Horn Tuckle Fano Ko Jenny Tuckle Mama Ko John Tuckle Papa Ko Ihu Karaiti Tuckle Ariki Nui Ko Emily Tuckle Ingoa.
Kua taupiri tuku manga, kua waikarau tuku awa, no waiketo ahau, kua Chapel Hill tuku hapuri, kua hukunui tuku Kura, kua fitness tuku whānau, kua Deba tuku mama, kua Mike tuku papa, kua iku kaiti tuku aikinui, kua Abby tuku ingoa.
Thanks, guys. Well done, guys. Well done. Well done, guys. You did well. You can go and sit back down now. Well done, guys. You can keep that. All right. Ko Taupiri tuku maunga, ko Waipa tuku awa, ko Ngaro Wahia aho, ko Chapel Hill tuku hapore, ko Hukunui tuku kura, ko fitness tuku whānau, ko Jenny tuku mama, ko Paul tuku papa, ko Ihu Kuraiti tuku tōku arikinui, ko Mike tuku ingoa. Now that pepeha and the ones you just heard, they were a basic version of the one that we use at the school. Most of you all know I'm a primary school teacher, and give or take a couple of lines, that's the version we use with the kids at school. And what you've learnt about me by my one is that Taupiri is my mountain, Waipa is my river, Ngaro Wahia is my hometown, Chapel Hill is my community, Hukunui is my school, fitness is my family name, Jenny's my mum, Paul is my dad, I worship Jesus, and my name is Mike. So really, what more could you need to know? So when Philip first asked me to prepare something for this morning, he asked me to talk about my own personal journey with Pepeha, and then to help you guys write your own. So the big challenge this morning is we'll be handing out some Pepeha sheets very soon, and then I'd love to see maybe 3, 4, or 5 of you guys up here at the end saying your Pepeha to the church if you feel brave enough. So you'll often hear Pepeha in formal settings, such as during a pōwhiri or when someone is saying a speech, and it is always said at the start of the speech. The best explanation I have heard for why a Pepeha is important is it's about relationships and connections and putting them before the business at hand. This was particularly important in pre-European setting where two tribes would meet each other and they needed to know if they were friend or foe. And often that was based on the level of historical connections those two tribes had with each other. So it was really important to go through that process of hearing each other's pepehas. In a modern setting, people will say their pepeha as a way of introducing themselves before a speech. In all manner of gatherings, I've heard them in weddings and all sorts of places. As a male primary school teacher, when we go into more formal settings where only males can speak, I get asked to do mine all the time, because there's usually about one male primary school teacher at every primary school. So it usually falls on my shoulders. And I love public speaking, not. So that will happen when our school is visiting a marae or when we are welcoming people into our kura with a pōwhiri. My dad was a very well-known unionist and he led one of the longest strikes in New Zealand's history. So whenever I do my mihi, I guarantee every single time I do it, at least one grizzled old freezing worker will come up to me and say, "You poor fitnesses boy." And I used to hate that because who wants to be known as somebody else's boy? But it's actually a source of pride for me now. And I've heard some great stories about my old man that he probably doesn't want me to know. And I haven't told him some of the stuff that I've heard about him back in his union days. But I really value those connections I've made, and it wouldn't happen if I hadn't shared my pepeha in those settings. My first pastor used to say, "People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care." And that to me is the heart of pepeha. It's about putting relationships first and connections first. And the biblical foundations for pepeha have been covered in the last 3 weeks really well, but I thought I'd say that for me, I always think of pepeha when I read the letters in the New Testament and how a lot of the letters start. They don't start by getting straight to the business at hand, but the people introduce themselves and they make those connections. So I thought today I'd just read the very first part of 1 Corinthians, where Paul says from chapter 1, "Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes." Did I say that right, Philip? Great. "To the church of God at Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, Paul starts by saying, "I'm Paul, an apostle of Jesus." He also mentions Sosthenes, who was well known to the church at Corinth, so he's creating those connections. Paul then goes on to deepen those connections in verse 2 before wishing grace and peace upon the reader. In the next part of the passage, he spends time thanking God for the church. Now, Paul had heard of some problems happening at the church, and I'm sure he was a really busy man. So it would have been probably faster to write a letter that says, "Dear church at Corinth, sort your stuff out. Yours sincerely, Paul." But he doesn't do that. He starts by creating those connections. And it goes back to what I mentioned before, that my first pastor said that sometimes people don't care what you know until they know how much you care. This passage and passages like it have always spoken to me about the importance of establishing relationships and connections before you have earned the right to speak into someone's life. Another example of this is in the genealogies at the start of Matthew and Luke, where both authors take the time to establish those historical connections before they tell the greatest story that's ever been told. My pepeha and Paul's pepeha also share something else in common, the same Lord, the same Father. Anyone who claims Jesus as Lord claims family with all other Christians. This is a really important foundation to establish if the challenging aspects of Christian life are going to be worked out well, like how to deal with the differences, how to speak the truth in love, how to learn to live together. When you're a part of the same family, which the pepeha establishes, then all matters are now family matters. I think at times we also tend to use language lightly and say things easily without care. The pepeha, like a statement of faith, is not to be said lightly but proudly, and every line has meaning. For example, in my pepeha, when I say ko Chapel Hill tuku hapori, it is said as a statement of commitment. I belong here, with you guys. This is my community, and I belong to you, and you belong to me. Sadly, this is not common among some Christians today who see a church as a place to go to get things like good teaching or good music or good programs. On another note, I've also heard Christians talk about pepeha as a thing that represents the many gifts that God has given us. So quite often when I'm praying, I will pray through my pepeha and thank God for each of those things that are there. Great way of giving thanks. So as I said at the beginning, part of this morning's service is going to be you guys having the opportunity to write and practice your own pepeha. Before we get there, there's just a couple of things you need to know. Firstly, there are slight differences in pepeha. Depending on where you go in New Zealand, there are different dialects and they'll use slightly different words, and that's okay. So the one that we learned today might be slightly different to the one that you've heard before or learnt before. That's all right. Secondly, when you're identifying a landmark, you can identify with one that's current to you. So when you're choosing your maunga, your mountain, it could be the one that you're close to now, or it could be one that has significance from your past. That's fine too. And thirdly, there is an order a pepeha should go in, but if a line isn't meaningful for you, you can leave it out. For example, I say ko hukunui te kura, which means hukunui is my school. I'm a primary school teacher, so I can say that one. If you're not a primary school teacher or a high school teacher, university teacher, you don't have to say that one, but you can if you want to. You can identify a school that is meaningful for you. So before we actually get into it, I thought I'd go over some of the important words you need to know, and I'm going to do this the same way that I would when I'm teaching it at school. Don't worry though, I won't put anybody's name on the board for not listening. Philip? So what I'll do is, for the next part, all of our KidSpace kids are experts. So if you need any help at all, they'll be wandering around and they'll help you out with anything you need to know. So what I'm going to do is we've got our first picture up there. I'll say the word and if you say it back to me, and we'll do it a couple of times, and once I'm happy with the pronunciation, we'll go on to the next slide. So this is mountain. This is the trickiest one, I reckon, because it's got that ngā sound in it. I come from Ngaruawahia, and quite often I hear people say Ngaruawahia, Ngaruawahia. So this one is Maunga. So Maunga. Maunga. Ka pai. On to the next one. So this is river. Awa.
Awa.
Nice and easy, this one. Awa.
Awa.
Ka pai. Okay, next one. Now, I've put a church for this, but the actual translation is community. So when we say ko Chapel Hill tuku hapore, it means this is my community. So hapore,
hapore,
ka pai. Next one. This is school. Kura.
Kura.
The R is quite tricky because you roll it, but you don't roll it as much as Scottish people. It's a little roll. Kura.
Kura.
Ka pai. Okay. Next one down is whānau.
Whānau.
Awesome. Next one is māma. And there's an A above each of the macrons. So it's māma, not mama. Māma. Ka pai. Next one, papa.
Papa.
Next one, ihu karaiti.
Ihu karaiti.
Awesome. And the last one, which is the one you use for yourself, is ingoa.
Ingoa.
Ingoa. Awesome. Okay. So we'll go back to a few next slide. And now I give you a choice and you have to answer with the correct answer. So we'd go here maunga, here awa. And you would say here maunga. So let's try that again. Here maunga, here awa.
Here maunga.
Ka pai. Okay, next one. He hapore he awa.
He awa.
He awa. Well done. That is river. Next one. He hapore he kura. Awesome. Okay. Next one. Okay. So he kura he whānau. Ka pai. Next one. He whānau he māma. Ka pai. Next, he mama, he papa.
He mama.
Good, that was an easy one. He papa, he maunga.
He papa.
Ka pai. He papa, he ihu karaiti.
He ihu karaiti.
It's a bit of a trick question there. And the last one, he papa, he ingoa.
He ingoa.
All right. So once the kids at school have learnt the words, we normally play a bit of a game. So I'm after two volunteers, please, and Ollie, you're coming up as well. Ollie's going to be the ref of this game. So two volunteers, not the Kids Space kids, somebody else. Who's going to be brave? Good, thank you. One other person. All right. So we have got pictures of all the pictures you've seen up there. We spread them around the table, and then Ollie is going to call out the words, and it's the first person to touch. You've got to stand on that end. Ollie, come and stand around where I am. Okay, Ollie, there's your words down there. All right, so hands on the edge of the table. All right, so now you have to go and sit down, I'm sorry. And somebody else comes up. Philip. Hands on the table, no cheating. Oh. All right, one more person. Great. All right, sitting down, well done. Now, you have to face some of our Kids Space kids, and they've been preparing for this for quite some time. hands on the table. Well done, Abby. Okay, Ben. Hands on the table. Abby just got there, Ben. Mike.
Papa.
Abby.
What are you doing?
Mama.
Oh, Abby, your arms are just too short. You're out, buddy. Okay, two more guys, two more.
Whānau.
And last one.
Kuda.
All right. Regan, you're our winner, mate. All right. Thanks, guys. You can sit down now. It may be at the end, Abby. Sealing it back up. Thanks, Ollie. All right. Oh, kids, can you stay up here, please? So we have got one of these sheets for each of you to write your own pepeha for today. So the kids are going to come and hand these out, and then the kids, they are really experts at this, so they can come around and help you. So I'll give you a few minutes to write your mihi, your pepeha, and then just a few minutes to practice with somebody close to you, and then hopefully we'll have some brave souls at the end who are willing to come up and share their one. So can I get you to hand some of these out? You can hand some of those out down the back. Hand some of those out. We got some pins in that bucket down there. Just take a few. If you hand out those pins, I'll give you the bucket at the end, Ollie. Hand out those pins. Hand out those pins. Hand out those ones. And Ollie, you just make sure everyone's got one. Good man. Has everybody got one? Is there anybody who still needs one? Over there. Abby, there's a man in a green jacket over there. He might want some help. Jake. Thanks, mate. Good man. Five. There's a man in a green jacket over there. He might need some help. Just go and ask if they're okay. Bright green jacket. Couple of minutes, guys. Couple of minutes. That'd be a bit mean. He might. All right, if I could have your attention, please. Now, at school, when we want to get the kids' attention, when they're all talking like you and we want to get their attention, we will say paki paki, which is clap, and we'll give them a number. So let's try that. Paki paki tahi, which is one. Paki paki rua, which is two. And paki paki toru, which is three. All right, well done. So, just before I hand back over to Philip, is there any brave people, maybe three or four people, who would like to come up and share their mihi? Not you guys. Great, come on up. Yep, you should sit down now. Okay, that's fine. Can you grab the bucket of treats, please? Cool.
I already had a mihi written down, so I hope that's okay.
That's fine.
Slightly different wording. Kia ora whānau. No Netherlands, aho. Ko Ameland, te maunga. Ko Wadenzee, te moana. Ko Delayen, te awa. Ko Drachten, Friesland, te iwi. Ko Military Hercules, te waka. Ko Sitsamonsma, te hapu. Ko Chapel Hill, te marae. Ko Kor Monsma, toku matua tane. Ooh, I'm shaking. Ko Ria de Graaf, toku fire. Ko Anke Eri, taku ingoa. No reira, tena koto katoa.
Ka pai. All right, somebody else? Great, come on up, Rick.
Tēnā koutou. Ko manga kikia toko manga, tō Waikato toko awa, tō Kirikiriroa aho, tō Chapel Hill toko hapori, ko Wintek toko kura, tō Robert. Ko Roberts toku whano, ko Nola toku mama, ko Jack toku papa, ko Ihu Karaiti toku Arikanui, ko Rick toku ingoa.
Kia ora te whanau, ko Hikarangi te munga, ko te, excuse me, ko te mati sang te marae, ko Angari te awa, ko Whanganui te awa, ko Ngāti Pākehā te iwi, ko te mati kārahi aho, but you can call me Jeff.
Thank you. All right, last chance for anybody who wants to give it a go. Right.
a bit of my mixed heritage, but I have links with Ngāti Kuia in the South Island, so I've started with them. Ko Tutu Mapo toku manga, ko te huere toku awa, ko Ngāti Kuia te iwi, no Tai Toko ahau, ko Chapel Hill toku hapuri, ko Rotokori me Banquet me Fairfield, oku Kura, ko Scanterbury me Hemi, oku whānau, ko Marjorie oku toku mama, ko Douglas toku papa, ko Ihi Karaiti toku Ariki Nui, ko Janet toku ingoa.
All right, thanks guys. I'll pass you over to Philip.
I think there was a question coming through. What's the difference between the core and the nor? Core means this is my mountain, this is my river, so on and so forth. And nor is I come from. So this is not, this is my city. Difference that's important. Right. We obviously, as I said, finishing with soup and buns. It's all set up to sit down in the garden room. So we're going to have a sit-down lunch, which is really nice. But before we do that, let me just bless us, and then I'll release you. If you are visiting, by the way, you are very welcome to stay. It's all part of the deal. It's a one price, and you get everything that comes with it. So please, do not feel like you have to go just because you're a visitor. It would be wonderful for you to stay. So let me say the blessing in Māori first and then English. Mā ihoa koe e manaaki, mana koe e tiaki. Mā ihoa e mea ki atia hatona mata ki a koe. Mana hoki koe e atawhai. Mā ihoa tōna kanohi e whakara ki a koe. Mana anō e tukuturanga Māria e ki a koe. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and bring you peace. Amen. Well, thank you for coming. It wouldn't have been the same without you. I hope you enjoyed this year's Matariki Festival. I hope it was enriching and different and you've learned more. We'll do it again next year. Awesome. All right, let's have lunch. I'll bless the food too, shall I? Maybe I should do that, yeah. Lord, we just want to thank you for the hands that prepared this lunch. We ask that it be a blessing to us. Lord, we ask that our fellowship be a blessing to us as well, as your spirit dwells among us. Amen.